Welcome to Cumtown.
Welcome to Cumtown.
I want to preface to the audience, because I'm an honest broadcaster, I have a phone call that I will have to take at a certain point during this episode.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a bug. Yes, I'm gay. I understand. The person calling me is my boyfriend. We're in love. He's hot.
Mm.
And his dick is smaller than mine.
Why don't
Uncut well, meets doc, of course.
Hold on. Sorry, you weren't... Can we hear you now? Will, check.
Yeah, check. Test.
We have Wide Dick Willie on the show today.
Yeah. Hello.
Filling in for Stavros, who is in transit currently.
Yeah, he's on the back of a trailer.
They're sending him in a cargo ship.
Yeah, it says oversized load.
That's very funny.
Yeah, they got him and he's taking up two lanes of traffic. And there's a next to that truck in the third lane blocking all lanes of the highway is like a gas tanker that's filled with Sierra Mist.
Yeah,
and
that's
there's
cool.
a hose that goes from that into Stav's mouth.
Kind of to fuel him up.
Yeah.
Kind of like how a stealth bomber needs to be refueled in midair, or like fuels like a Air Force One midair.
You know what I was thinking about the other day that I always enjoyed is like, you know the movie Free Willy?
Yeah. No, I was just thinking the end of Free Willy where they have to take it in the back of a pickup truck and keep hosing it down.
They have to keep hosing it down.
Yeah, I remember that.
But with Sierra Mist.
What I love is Free Willy, the movie, they use like... they used a trained orca.
Yeah, they used one of the slaves. The SeaWorld slaves.
And then the movie is about one of those animals being free. And then they use that animal and they shoot the movie and they're like, well, back to jail. I mean, I was like, it'd be like if like fucking like at the end of Green Mile, they actually fucking put Michael Clark Duncan in the electric chair. It's like literally the same exact thing.
Yeah. And Willie, the whale actor / slave. I mean, like you can see because they had that thing where like their dorsal fin just sort of like curls over
it means
on itself.
They're sad.
And they're like, oh no, like that means that they're happy. This happens to certain whales when they live in a swimming pool.
Well, you remember the controversy? People are mad that they didn't get an actual whale. They got comedian Amy Schumer to play Free Willy.
What's her deal this week? She's like listing all the jokes that they wouldn't tell her at the Oscars. She's like, basically, I wanted to call Chris Rock a to his face. And they said, well, you can't do that.
Yeah. I hate this fucking anti-free speech censorship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she got in trouble, I think, for insulting... Kirsten Dunst,
and Jesse Plemons.
In a setup bit that Kirsten Dunst was in on. So I don't understand.
Well, yeah, I have no idea.
I don't get it.
Yeah. It's the same people that were like, the slap was fake. And they're like, this one, that was real. The Kirsten Dunst thing was real, but the slap was a setup.
Jesse Plemons should have slapped her.
Yeah.
Should have attacked her on site.
Jesse Plemons and Amy Schumer are in like a race to be who can become more disgusting with each passing year.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I will give it to the WHORES on the Amy Schumer catches a lot of flack, specifically probably just for me.
Yeah. You know?
Is
that
media.
An actor? What is WHORES?
It's my favorite radio
station.
It's
an actor union?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
You're listening to WHORES. But the, do people take shots at Jesse Plemons? I mean, you feel like if he were a woman that did that to themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just think, I think he's giving hope to all sort of like dumpy, slovenly guys out there that like, you too can dig.
Also,
he's like a guy that was like that regularly, but then just like took like COVID as like a full steam ahead, you know, like get like approval to just fucking really go on.
Yeah,
off.
He's Fat Damon.
I mean, he was Fat Damon.
Yeah.
He was Fat Damon.
What is he now?
Now he looks like the fucking like the
fat.
Gay genie from the Aladdin Broadway. I mean, he's fine. He looks unrecognizable.
He's blue and has big ass titties.
But a lot of people get fat, but he like some people get fat in a way where it's like their body's like, what the hell are we supposed to do with all this stuff? You know, they fucking it's just jammed. It's all like cheekbones.
Yeah. It's like your forehead gets bigger.
Your forehead's big. Your body doesn't know it. Like, Stav's been fat his whole life. So when he gains 100 pounds, it's like this graceful orchestra of fat distribution. It's like, you know, everything
no,
has...
No, he's lucky.
Everything has its place. You know, it's like evenly balanced. A guy like that, overnight, they're like, why don't I gain like 500 pounds? And then, he's got like fucking his eyelids are like just hanging on to...
He has fat eyelids now?
He's got fat everything.
Damn.
I mean, he does.
I think it's honestly, I think we need to cut this conversation because it's like, normally we have Stav here, who's one of the fattest people in America. Mm-hmm. And now we have, you know, we have three guys with six packs talking about people's bodies.
No. Mm.
And it's just like, I feel like we kind of, you know, we can hide behind Stav very easily, you know.
I guarantee, look at it. Look at this man. Look at Jesse Plemons. I guarantee if you, right now, you went and dug up Philip Seymour Hoffman's body, it would look better than that.
Let me see.
It would look like a better version of that.
He's not that fat.
No, I know. That's what I mean.
It's just
not
a normal guy.
No, he's like, I mean, real. He looks like AOC's boyfriend broke up with him. If he got dumped, if that guy got dumped, he would turn into Jesse Plemons.
No, I think Jesse Plemons is kind of cute, though.
You're listening to the Body Shaming Hour. Yeah. W-H-O-R-A.
Who else's body is bad? I don't know. I can't. Honestly, I love all bodies. Mm-hmm. No, I think Jesse doesn't look that bad. I don't understand why you're going in on him so hard.
No, you're just trying to. You think Jesse listens to the show, and you're going to DM him.
He does listen to the show.
You're going to DM him on Ambien and be like, King, I love you.
I'm not on Ambien.
In the hopes that
I'm
he's going to
text
you,
him.
He's going to put you in Breaking Bad 2.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
I know.
Shut up. Listen,
and
guys.
So you're afraid that
I took a lot of heat this week because last week on the Patreon, I said that I thought that the second season of The Gemstones fell off. A lot of people have been DMing me, you fucking faggot, like nothing nothing you ever do.
Yeah, you riled up the Gem Squad.
Yeah, I didn't know that Gemstones fans
gem
were
hive.
That. And listen, like, I am in Hollywood too. Me and Danny McBride are colleagues, okay? We are members of the same elite club, you know? So I'm going out there and I'm taking a shot at a friend, at a colleague. You are just someone that is threatening my life on the internet, you know? There's a difference between us. That's all I'm saying, you know? I'm putting my neck out there, and I would love to work with any of those guys. If they'd have me, I'd do anything. I'd craft services.
We all know about
be
your
best
late,
boy.
Your late-night celebrity DMs, Adam.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
Listen, I'm friends with a lot of influencers, a lot of creatives.
See, I the only wheels I'm
Nick,
trying
to
grease.
You're the most famous comedian in America.
The only wheels I'm trying
don't
to grease.
Don't act like you're not.
I've already gotten what I want. I now have a press pass to the New York International Auto Show.
Yeah, it's huge.
Oh, yeah.
It's a buddying up to the regular car reviews guy. And that's all I ever wanted.
I used to go to the car show every year with my dad.
Yeah.
The Javits Center.
Yeah. Well, you know, but the press days is when those are like, they got extra shit.
Oh, they got the even cooler cars
and
there?
I've applied numerous times, and they're like, we don't know what do you mean, Cumtown? And they wouldn't let me. I was like, yes, me and my associate.
It's like car talk, but we talk about cum.
Yeah. It's like, well, me and my associate, and it was whatever dumb woman I was dating at the time. I'd be like, this is my assistant. They'd be like, no, no, you can't come. You can't come to the car show. I'll be like, I will be there on one of the public days then. I hope for your sake we do not cross paths while I'm collecting my free Subaru tote bags.
But so you've broken through. You're on the inside now.
I am on the inside.
That's huge for you.
And now I have to go get business casual clothes because I'm told I cannot show up wearing a Ferrari tracksuit.
Can I style you for the show?
No.
Come on, bro.
No, you can have your own life separate.
No, we can have a shopping day.
You can have your own life.
We can go out
separate
like,
from
no,
my,
Nick, we can go out to Soho.
From my life, you can
be
you can
shopping and, girls.
You can take your Come you can on, have bro. Your Vyvanse fever dreams where you're DMing Charlie XCX trying to get to the Grammys.
She's a friend.
And I'm going to set my sights on something a little bit more reasonable.
Yeah. You're going to be in like a nice like right. just a sharp attire.
Going to SEMA and being allowed to sit in the fire trucks. That's where my sights are set.
Yeah, that's true. But like honestly that you present yourself in that way, but that's I know you and I know what's in your heart. And like desperately,
Here comes the bullshit.
Nick's greatest dream, and I'll be honest, is to be at the Academy Awards, and when they say the nominees for best actress, Helen Mirren, Dame Judi Dench, Nick Mullen,
and
Vanessa Redgrave,
and they
Kathy
say
Bates.
Your name, and you go out on stage and you thank me.
Well,
my dream is to be in some kind of Ocean's 11 style caper in which we steal the train from the Ben Franklin Institute.
That'd be pretty tight.
That's my life's dream, and it'll never happen because I could never put together a multiracial crew of smirking thieves.
You have to do the heist by building train tracks right up to the front door of
That's how they got it in there. Yeah. That's how they got it in. They trained it
That's
in.
That's so
fucking,
cool.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. That's awesome when you think about
it. I tried to go to the Ben Franklin Institute as an adult because I have fond memories of it as a kid. I'm like, I bet that place is awesome. And I was in there for 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, this is for babies. Have you been?
No. Was it in Philly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you would love it. As a child, you would have loved it. Now it's pretty stupid. You can touch everything in there.
Like his, the thing he discovered electricity with.
Yeah, it's not a lot of Ben Franklin stuff, but a lot of those, like, you know, like vortexes where you roll a quarter, like that. A room where you can go inside of.
So it's sort of like a science museum, Liberty Science Center. You guys ever been there?
Touch one of those static electricity machines where your hair gets spiky.
They have. Well, you've been to. Do you ever go to a children's museum?
Liberty Science Center was the one. It's just right across the river in Jersey. Yeah. Yeah. That was like the fun where you could touch everything and interact with all the learning.
Yeah, those places were cool.
They had a room where, like, you know, they explained like pneumatic post systems so that you could sit on one side of the room and send a letter.
Oh, just put. Oh, I love pneumatic. I love pneumatic mail delivery.
I want those in my house one day.
Yeah. They had that. They had a thing where this other thing that I don't know if he invented or not, but it's basically like a satellite dish on one side of the room, and then the satellite dish on the other side of the room, and there's like where the thing that concentrates the beam in the middle or whatever. You know how satellite works is it comes into the dish and then that projects. It's like focused back into like some kind of
like a single point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back in. So that's just like a cup that you speak into. And like you can like whisper into it, and it'll beam across the room. And if you put your ear to the other one, you can hear it.
He used that to talk dirty to French widows.
Yeah. Well, you put your cock in there, and you get it sucked.
You get STDs.
Yeah.
Did he go insane from syphilis or whatever?
I think they probably all did. Probably a quarter of all adult men in that era had syphilis. Right. And then, like, you know, there was no cure for it. So
they're all acting wacky.
It just, like, worked its way into your brain eventually.
Wow. Back then, the whole world was basically like a nerd's dorm.
Theater kids. That's who the founding fathers were.
All getting STDs and not thinking they will because they never expected to fuck in the first place.
On the upcoming Patreon episode, you could subscribe at patreon.com/cumtown. Nick and I really go in on a specific group of nerds that probably didn't deserve it. But,
we spent like...
we just read tweets from these random...
Sean McCarthy sent it, but I guess there's some group of communists online. There's a guy who's got a whole track record of like a year of like... How dare men ask for sex?
Why are men?
Yeah.
One of those kind of guys.
Yeah. And then I guess he tried to rape his roommate. So over the weekend, now he's in jail. And so we just...
Why do men ask for sex? They should just take.
Yeah, right. Back to the Ben Franklin Institute. Yeah,
Let's get back into it.
The first place I ever had, they got real lazy with candy in the late 90s. And I remember my favorite was just the spray. You could just spray mace your mouth with like sour apple.
It was like
apple.
A candy Benaca.
So it's like
yeah.
What happened? Like Benaca, like the breath.
That was a
trope spray. That was a movie. Yeah, that was a movie trope. You know,
actually,
like, a guy going on a date or something. Yeah,
just Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
It was just Dumb and Dumber.
He sprays it sideways.
He sprays
funny
it sideways.
Joke.
But it was so funny that everybody.
That is very funny.
Yeah. I think it's like one of those Berenstain Bears.
No, I think they were playing on that being a movie trope.
Well, I mean, it's the only movie I remember it from.
Exactly.
So
he's not going to be able to cite another example. maybe fucking Carlton Banks in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air did it once or twice.
Carlton did it the entire series run.
No, the Carlton thing was that he was extremely good at dancing.
They did it in Porky's, The Last American Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Karate Kid 2 and 3.
This is what I love too. That was like this like all the like culture war shit has devolved to being so apolitical now that like there's like conservatives sharing a clip of Will Smith on Arsenio Hall from 1991 making fun of somebody being bald, and they're like, glass houses,
checkmate.
You know, it's like, who gives a fuck? Where did you even get this poll?
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's conservatives that are trying to take Will down?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
They've made it political?
Everything now is like you got to pick one side or the other.
God.
Because initially it was women that are being like, he stood up for his man.
he stood up for his woman.
Yeah, and then it's also, too, like, Chris Rock, in this case, represents comedians that have been canceled for raping women.
Oh, right. So he was raping
for whatever
Jada.
Reason. Yeah, because you should be able to do any joke you want.
Can I just be Team Will in peace?
Yeah.
I don't need people to be chiming in. Yeah. I just support him no matter what.
Yeah.
I watched King Richard, actually, a couple days after the Oscars. It is hilarious. Yeah. It is so funny.
Yeah.
And then, like, he's doing this voice...
I gotta start.
I was
watching
talking about
movies,
it with
movies again. Now that I'm back into doing stand up, you forget that's the whole thing.
I was talking about with Huggins, like the character that he chooses is he's just like a plantation slave. Like that's the voice. And then I like pulled up a YouTube clip of the real Richard Williams talking, and he talks nothing like that.
Okay.
And I have no idea why he made that choice. And in some scenes it seems like he's kind of a little bit maybe mentally handicapped. And it's just, it's awesome. It rocks. It's a great movie.
King Richard would be a great title for a movie about someone who was mentally handicapped to raise, you know, two daughters to become world-class athletes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it does seem to be the point of that movie is sort of like...
did you see it?
No, I did not see
it's
it.
It's great.
It seems fun. To be like, I mean, you can tell me I'm wrong. It seems to me it's like, if you abuse your kids, it's okay if they become world-class athletes.
I guess what he does, maybe, I don't think it's abuse. I think he's just a... I think it paints him as a good dad, honestly.
So it's the movie Whiplash, basically, but what if the Nazi character was a black fellow?
No, Whiplash guy was meaner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the J.K. Simmons guy was meaner. Mm. Richard was like, you're special and you're going to be the best in the world.
I remember liking Whiplash and then reading a review from some film critic. I can't remember who it was, but they're like, they like jazz for real.
Oh, God.
And they're like, no one would say that about Buddy Rich. And it's like, shut up. Who cares? This is why people don't like jazz.
Yeah.
It's like fucking, the whole review had to deal with like, the people they said were good at jazz are actually not my personal best choice. The deep cuts I would pick as somebody that's fucking obsessed with jazz music.
That's so stupid.
This is a fun one. I might rewatch Whiplash.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good movie.
Is it good?
It's weird that kid didn't like, you thought he would be a guy that...
Miles Teller?
Yeah, but I guess it's because he's got that weird, like...
His face.
His face looks reconstructed.
He has, like, a... He has an interesting face.
Yeah.
He's in the new Top Gun.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm definitely seeing that.
Well, he looks like a fucking safe...
He flies the plane for real.
He looks like a safe fell on his head at some point.
I just watched...
Fucking rebuild the whole thing.
I just watched Todd Phillips' War Dogs for the first time. It's very good.
Yeah.
He's in it. It's an awesome movie, actually.
Oh, you're trying to buddy up to Todd Phillips now?
Well,
we're going to have some late night DMs.
Todd's a friend. He's a friend. Yeah. Anyone involved in the project, shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Hollywood. Fuck.
What?
Okay, it's my phone call.
You know what? Just turn the phone off, dude.
Okay. I'll let the audience in on what's happening right now. I'll let the audience in on what's happening because it's not that crazy. My father is coming to visit New York to visit me for the first time since my college graduation. I'm very excited. And I think he just landed, so I have to call him back. You're greeting that with silence.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, I was...
It's an exciting thing for me. I'm excited to hang out and show him the city.
What are you going
to
do with him?
Let me ask you this.
Are you going to take him to Broadway show?
Let me ask you this.
Top of the World Trade Center?
Let me ask you this. Can I have some of your terror chips?
Yes. I'm going to take him to the Queens Museum Panorama, where you can see the model of...
New York City.
New York City that Robert Moses commissioned. He's going to love that. He was an architect. My old man. I don't know. A couple other things. Go to dinner. Chill.
You want to give him The Power Broker? He's ever read it?
My dad?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not going to read that shit.
Would he like to come
see... It's not about Israel.
It is.
Is
in
it?
A way, kind of.
Well, I guess he's Jewish.
Yeah, it's a Jewish guy kicking brown people out of their homes.
All right.
I don't know how it could be more
all right,
about Israel.
I'll give it to
he's
him.
Building the Cross Bronx Expressway instead of the wall.
All right, you sold me.
Cross Gaza Expressway.
All right, I'm going to call him back real quick.
We keep going or just pause here?
We'll cruise right through. Right. Feel free to eat on mic.
All right.
Have you read Power Broker?
No, I never have.
Did you read the LBJ books?
No, I haven't read any of Caro. It just seems like too intimidating, to start. But
very. Casual.
I went to the LBJ Museum and Presidential Library when I was in Austin. That was
I've
really cool.
I've never done that.
Oh, that was really cool. Yeah. It's really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going
to
ask.
You can listen to like all the phone calls where he's like, you know, like getting horny for Catherine Graham and talking to the Hager slacks company.
I need bigger slacks. Everyone can see my cock.
He's like, you know, he's, there's one where he's talking about his bunghole to the CEO of Hager Slacks. He's like, you gotta do something about my bunghole.
Yeah.
My pants are rotting up on my bunghole.
I went to his hometown once, or I drove through it when I was on the road at some point. And it's very funny because that's like, the home of LBJ is fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Got like a pizza restaurant and like nothing else, a gas station maybe. It was very, just like, I would just leave it off of there. It's not enough of a claim to save this town.
Birthplace of LBJ.
Yeah. When I was in Austin, it was very funny. I was returning the rental car and there was some like you seem like almost like a sociopathic, like gay guy. Like just dark sunglasses on, very like slick looking, like
sort of an evil gay.
Yeah, an evil gay, like a seedy kind of like you know, hitman or villain character. And he's like going back, and he's seated. He's not at the desk. He's seated, and he's talking to the woman behind the desk as if they have some kind of like personal relationship. Like this is a guy that's in trouble all the time. That anytime he's in trouble with somebody, he's got like this kind of like guidance counselor rapport with them. Yeah. You know. And they're like, yeah, they're saying it's $5,900. And he's like, but just for 3 weeks, though. That's crazy. And they're like, yeah, well, you know, they had to call the repo guy to track you down and stuff. He had, like, just stolen a rental car. And he's trying to negotiate after the fact. And he's like, but what would it have been if I had just rented it for 3 weeks? And she's like, $2,900 with insurance. And she's like, but you didn't. You rented it for 2 days and kept it for 3 weeks. And he's like, but they're showing it as returned, right? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, so why is the repossession even involved? And she's like, because, you know, because they had to call Charlie and he had to come hunt you down or whatever.
Who, the Vietnamese?
And he's like, well, I'll say this. Charlie was a very weird guy. Him and his wife, very weird guy. I mean, it's just like this guy. He had this, like, extremely personal relationship with the lady, with the whole process of stealing a rental car. And then fucking, like, being accused of it. It was very funny. I was not really a story that could go anywhere. I thought maybe it would be worth a chuckle while Adam deals with his expensive phone calls.
It's not expensive, and I apologize. It's unprofessional.
This guy wheeling and dealing with his fancy phone calls.
If we started the episode 40 minutes earlier, I wouldn't have had to interrupt it. It's one's fault. It's not your fault. It's not my fault.
He's got an old two horn on it with solid gold buttons.
Well, my father says hello, Nick, and he's looking forward to meeting you.
We're not meeting.
Yes, you are.
I'm being home reading Power Broker.
No, you guys are going to hang. We're all going to hang out.
Do you guys all want to bring, like, your dad can come too? Do you want to see Ambulance this weekend? The new Michael Bay movie?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Actually, you know what I kind of want to do is, you know, go out, maybe you, Nick, me, and just try to get pussy with my father.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
What day is this weekend? I'm going to the car show on the 13th.
Yeah, you're gonna be like a wingman for your dad.
The 13th is next week.
All right, yeah.
The 10th and 11th, or the 9th and the 10th is this week.
Your birthday is the 11th?
The 10th.
The 10th. Your birthday is the 10th?
Yeah.
I don't know why I always thought it was the 11th.
Bad friend.
What's your social security number again?
I can't say. I can't say. What was I going to say? No, but I'm excited.
Super Speciosa is the sponsor this week. Super Speciosa, getsuperleaf.com.
Yeah.
It is kratom. It is a disgusting powder that...
That is from Southeast Asia.
From Southeast Asia. So it's basically this shit. It'll fuck you up, but in a way that's legal and comports to whatever the laws are regarding what I'm allowed to say about it.
And it'll make you feel good.
It makes you feel good. It is not... A cure for anything or whatever.
Well, you ever done kratom?
Yeah.
Smoked crack?
Not yet.
I feel like you got... Did you get heavy in the kratom or no?
No. I never did. Like
Felix liked it.
I drank a glass of that garbage a couple times, and
it's
nasty. Made me feel all right. But to me, like the no disrespect to the sponsor, but to me the juice was never worth the squeeze because just like how gross like swallowing it was.
Yeah,
wasn't
well, that's
really
why
like...
that's for this place. They got capsules. So you don't have to deal with any of
that. There's a Thai restaurant in Brooklyn that does kratom like. Non-alcoholic cocktails.
GetSuperLeaf.com. Get the capsules if you don't like the taste. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, Felix used to be heavy on that. I remember when he moved out of Amber's place and I moved into his room. he had like spilled kratom at some point in the room. I mean, it smelled like somebody died in a vitamin shop.
At a Metrex.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like whenever he has his big gym bag, it's like he puts it down. There's always like sort of like a cloud comes off. Yeah.
I haven't seen his Upper West Side place. Is it tidier than the?
Yeah. It's much tidier.
He's our boy's become a man.
Absolutely. I remember somebody told me a story about going over when he finally moved out on his own. There was a knife sticking out.
Oh yeah, I heard about it in Greenpoint.
Yeah, a knife wedged in between the cushions
with the blade sticking up.
It's like Home Alone or something. Some people it's a fucking trap for someone.
Yeah, some people said they went over to watch MMA and he had a blade coming out of his couch.
Yeah, which will never happen at GetSuperLeaf.com.
No, it
they
won't
never
happen.
Have a blade coming out of the couch. Somebody DM'd me. They said this shit better not suck.
Mm-hmm. Superleaf?
Yeah, better not be bad because they're a drug addict who uses this stuff all the time. And they got it.
And what'd they say?
They said it's actually very good.
Pretty groovy, man.
So according to an expert, I mean, I drank it. They sent it to me for free.
Mm-hmm.
Try out the product. I became hopelessly addicted to it within days. Within days, I was drinking it from sun up to, not sun up, but from about 3, whenever I wake up, 3 p.m., 4 till I go to sleep, 9, 10 p.m.
Yeah,
and
kind of like a white wine and benzo kind of mom awake like 3 hours a day.
Yeah, except instead of children, I have genital herpes.
And your little boys.
Yeah, right. So that I get just crippling addiction almost immediately. That's how good this stuff is, folks.
Wow,
is that I was personal hygiene out the window.
Wow.
You know, fucking wiping even. Sayonara.
Wow.
See you on the other side of Mount Fuji. I'm fucking filled with shit in my ass, and I'm high on kratom.
You're pooping the bed?
I was. I fucking ruined several sheets. There was shit stains everywhere. I had fallen into...
You become one of those, like, my 600-pound life guys. Yeah. But just for, like, the Indonesian dirt.
It's what I like to call a reverse Mike Lindell situation. I started off as a racist millionaire and slowly devolved backwards...
Into a crack addict.
Into a
fat drug addict. And the only thing that's consistent is the mustache. That's it. But no, this shit is good. It's not actually a drug. It's not actually, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it's addictive or not.
No, he was emotionally addicted, not
emotionally addicted. Look, I'll be an addict no matter what. I'm eating Terra Trips right now. They're fucking disgusting.
Can I have some?
I can't stop myself because you know like what they say about chips. Once you pop.
The fun don't stop.
You can't, never go back.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, guys, you go to GetSuperLeaf.com.
Use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20 to get $1 million.
Yeah, they literally give you money.
It will give you $1 million if you go right now.
In fiat currency.
It's all in the Venezuelan crypto, whatever that shit they invented. What was the deal? How did they fix inflation? They created a second currency that...
What, like right now or
in Venezuela? Yeah, it was in the last like year or two. They had like a second fake.
Yeah, Will, you're supposed to know this shit.
I don't know anything about money.
Yeah.
It's how to spend it.
How to spend it.
I mean, I just thought like the way they deal with inflation is just cause another recession.
Yeah.
I think like that would be.
I had read, and I barely paid attention, that they just in stores, they had like a second currency that reflected like the actual value of things or whatever. But then it was still, then you'd like had to do the conversion. So people weren't doing, they couldn't do the conversion on the fly. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would just think that, like, yeah, like I said, like, usually the way they deal with inflation is just, you know, like, just causing a recession.
Yeah.
And because, like, inflation is, like, what they really hate is, like, a tight labor market.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to do anything possible to just, you know, get some slack into that again.
Yeah.
Get people back to work.
Turkey's really fucked in the ass.
Turkey?
Why? Yeah. I thought they're making peace with Ukraine and Russia.
Inflation was.
Oh. But if they make peace, they'll probably get some money for that.
I don't give a fuck about Russia or Ukraine.
You don't?
No, I don't care.
I care about all human beings.
Either the Russians are genociding civilians or they aren't. Either way, who cares?
Yeah, not my problem.
It's one of the most basic things in the world. Who cares about Eastern Europeans genociding each other? All of the problems of the last 100 years, the big ones, have all been caused by caring a little bit too much about what Eastern Europeans are doing to each other.
Oh, I don't know.
The enemy of my cousin is also my cousin.
Exactly. They first of all, they love being jealous.
There were some it's Germans.
Like, people say like pit bulls don't like dog fighting. Are you kidding me? That's what they're bred for.
In the last 100 years, there were some Germans that caused a little bit of problems too.
Getting mad at Hitler is like getting mad at Michael Vick.
All right.
And
it's cultural.
All, yes.
It's cultural.
I'm not going to say what he did was right or the right thing to do or a good thing, but if you think about it, something along those lines.
Yeah, he's a hell of a quarterback.
just think about
he's
it.
He's got wheels
and he's got.
I don't remember the story, but at the end of the day, I remember people thinking we went a little too hard on Michael Vick.
Yeah. And that's what they're saying about
Hitler.
And
I can only say this. Thank God Michael Vick didn't kill himself in a bunker. Or move to Argentina. Or whatever happened.
Thank God. He kept living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, he's an analyst now.
He paid his debt to society and he kept living.
Yeah.
And he's married to a pit bull now.
He is.
Yeah.
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 That would be a cool move.
If he got married to a dog.
If he was like publicly fucking and kissing a pit bull. That was his wife. We love each other.
He's like, can you believe I used to bet money on whether my wife would kill another dog or not? And now she's we watch Netflix together.
Right,
he had to do
a bunch of sensitivity training towards pit bulls, and it just went too far.
And now he's horny.
Now he's in love with pit bulls.
Honestly, that would be the smartest.
Let me ask you this: has Mr. Worldwide Pitbull himself ever chimed in on the Michael Vick controversy?
No,
because it feels like if anyone could speak on it,
his
would be
silence
him.
Is deafening. Mm. That guy is so successful,
dude. I love him. He might be the perfect celebrity.
People call it politics. I call it politics.
Mm-hmm. Did he say that?
Yeah, no. And there's a compilation of him in like 15 different interviews saying that exact phrase.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he always reminded me of like the slickest guys I worked with at any sales jobs. They weren't ever necessarily the best salesmen, but just like they just would talk to every prospective customer as if they were trying to like just fuck them all night long.
Guys like a pussy at work.
Just the full court press.
Full court press. You already got a cell phone. You mind if I take a look at it real quick? Yeah, it's a nice phone. That's a good phone you got, but maybe we can get you something a little something better. Like, no thanks, I'm all right with my current plan. I get unlimited texting. All right, you have a nice day, beautiful.
You got a boyfriend.
It's like a 45-year-old man. Oh, okay, thanks, man.
That's so funny.
Keep having a beautiful day.
I had one of those guys. I went to get dinner at Applebee's the other night.
He tried to fuck you?
I mean, he did have plastic gloves on because of the COVID shit, but he might as well, he was acting like a vampire's butler. Like that. I mean, I'm fucking... He was
just sort of like obsequious and kind of fucking like...
You know, I'll be like, yeah, can I get the fucking the appetizer sampler?
Can
with
I get
the
Southwestern quesadilla?
Excellent choice, sir.
Can I recommend a soda to pair this meal with?
Excellent choice, yeah. Now, the Baja Mist is a Applebee's exclusive. Did you know that Mountain Dew has exclusive flavors?
They used to with
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Because I think Taco Bell is owned by PepsiCo.
Imagine being one of the guys. See, you used to be able to just, if you were a big fat guy, you could be a guy like, I'm going to Applebee's to try out the new Mountain Dew flavor that's exclusive to Applebee's. Mm-hmm. And now you have to be like a fucking, now you have to have a hammer and sickle in your username and rape your roommates. This is basically what we're getting to this weekend.
Dude, the last episode, the one that's coming out on Sunday is like real intellectual threads that really just unravel and then weave back into themselves and like...
Yeah. Well, basically...
Potentially us losing our minds.
It's a lot of those people are produced by, quote-unquote late capitalism or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's how they turn into these communists. And it's like, that's not really a place for them in society either, obviously, or they wouldn't end up in jail for rape.
Because that's a universal thing.
And I'll tell you, there was an answer, and it was fucking fast casual restaurants.
Fast casual restaurants and Star Trek.
And Bennigan's, Star Trek. You go to the Star Trek convention. I saw at a 24-hour McDonald's a group of guys that had just come from fucking Otakon.
Beaming.
And they were at McDonald's at 2 a.m., and it was the happiest day of those guys'
lives. That's community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're surrounded by homeless people that also have their place in McDonald's, 2 a.m. And that was sort of like, you know, it was right before the recession. Everything fell apart after that. We had it figured out.
Were they in costume?
I mean, those guys are always kind of in costume.
What's Otakon, like an anime
thing? It's like
thing?
An anime thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, our point was that you just can't be a regular nerd anymore.
You can't. You have to. You a have lot to of these like, guys have been sucked into online politics. And the problem with that is like it's still like a fantasy type of escape, but it's one that's like sort of grounded in reality. Like they think there is going to be some revolution, whereas it used to be like, you know, there's no chance you're going to meet Commander Riker. Yeah. It's not going to happen. So it doesn't like fuck with your sense of like you can fully.
Yeah, like you can like you're not grasping for something that's right. Like you feel is like there, perpetually unfulfilled or drives you insane.
There is no
from,
possibility.
Like, the gap between like your fantasy and the reality that you expect to be fulfilled.
There was some experiment. I can't remember who did it, but I guess that they put chimpanzees in cages, and in another room they had chimpanzees.
Uh-huh.
They
it was were, Fauci.
They were in cages, but then they all the cages.
But they gave them kratom.
Yeah, well, yeah. Kratom.
The cage had some kind of like chasm. There was like some big gap, mm-hmm. and on the other side was freedom. And then the chimpanzees that had a glimpse at freedom or a way that they couldn't get past the chasm, obviously, mm-hmm. those are the ones that went insane and sort of smashed their heads against the ground or the wall and killed themselves.
And then they were adopted by middle-aged suburban ladies.
Jane Goodall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's how they made the vaccines. I understand
that's
correctly.
That's how Fauci did it, yeah.
That's how Fauci did it. Is by what's the experiment he did? He like put beagles' heads in Ziploc bags?
mRNA stands for monkey rape nucleic acid.
Wow.
Yeah, no, he was like fucking, like they had some bullshit experiment. He's like, let's, we're going to try and create a real life wishbone, a Jack Russell Terrier that can read. So we're going to just back over it with a Toyota Tercel 35 times and see if that does it. It's crazy because you can get grant money for some dumb bullshit.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Wasn't that whole Matthew Lesko's whole thing?
Yeah, free money the government.
But was that for research?
I think it was just, it was just bullshit grants.
Just saying that you do a research project?
Yeah.
A research project and wearing a cool suit?
Yeah, he's like, what if I want to get a lot of these would wear question marks for free, but my ass is getting paid.
That was he did talk like that.
Yeah, he said that. He said,
I thought it was inappropriate, honestly.
Ass. And then people were like, who is this guy?
This guy's just trying to live off the government, right?
Yeah.
Welfare king.
Did you know that, remember that guy, Bernard Goldberg?
Yes.
He had like the book of like the 100 greatest pinheads screwing up America. Yeah. And one of them was Matthew Lesko because it was like, he was, encouraging people to just steal money from the government and, live off grants to electrocute golden retrievers or something like that.
But it's not stealing money from the government. It's taking money back that the government shouldn't have taken in the first place.
That's right, dude.
No, I mean, if there's some department that has like this budget surplus of like millions of dollars to give out to people that dress like the Riddler, that should not have been taken in taxes.
Yeah, I'd rather it go to that guy than McKinsey.
Nick, did you see the new Batman? Speaking of the Riddler,
I didn't see it.
I gotta start watching. I'm saying, I gotta do stand up again. Because
what'd you think?
It sucked. I hated it.
I thought it was pretty goth.
I don't know how I could ever enjoy. Like I've seen enough Batman.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just like we already have every iteration of Batman that you could possibly need.
Right.
No, you know, just accept it. This is
even
this
after
the world now.
I was honestly surprised that Christopher Nolan was able to do anything with it after Tim Burton. It's like. All right,
that
well,
shit wasn't good, though.
He gave it to some freak, and he made this shit. And it's like, you know, for especially at the time and place that Nolan was like, what if Batman was for grown-ups?
Yeah.
You know, and make like a
Well, I mean, compared to this new movie, the Nolan movies look like jaunty and goofy.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they look like a rollicking like, good time.
This is very gray and serious. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should do Batman in, you know, like in the theater in, was it Maripol or whatever? And he's just like trying to save like women and children from being killed by mm-hmm. Russians. And then we find out later that actually that it was just sort of a false flag by Zelensky.
Well, in the new one, there's like an
Zelensky
AOC stand-in and then in like 4chan incels plan a terrorist attack.
And there's a scene where they're talking about the Riddler and he's like, plotting a terrorist attack on his like Discord server or whatever. And they're like, he has 500 followers. And I'm like, fucking Lobie, who the fuck
and he's
is
like
this
getting, he's getting like likes and stuff.
Yeah.
He's posting vlogs and getting likes. And people are like, go off, like use a bump stock.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. it really fucking tells us a lot about how fucking society is. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean, is they create this like like Batman is supposed to be an escape. And now the nerds that like it, they have to go there and be reminded of social media and all of these things and like actual politics or whatever. No. Put Batman on the moon. He's speaking a fake version of Chinese. You know, James Cameron should do Batman.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only guy that should be given any kind of fantasy stuff.
Dude, he's about to drop Avatar 2.
I would love. I can't wait.
They announced it like 15 years ago.
Yeah, and yeah, he's like he's essentially living in like a city he created in New Zealand. And I was thinking like, let's say like you know, a Russian American decided to just say fuck it. Yeah. We're doing a full nuclear exchange. Like it's you know it's worth ending all human civilization so that like Ukraine can be free or whatever.
Yeah.
I truly think that like the nucleus of humanity that would emerge from like a nuclear holocaust would just be the people currently making Avatar in New Zealand,
right? Yeah,
and like James Cameron will become like the god emperor of the new world, and I gotta say
that would be cool.
I mean, that's a perfect outcome.
You'd be restarting humanity with a much cooler origin than whatever like proto Indo bullshit we have
that'd
now.
Be tight.
Everything born out of like what is it, Zoroastrianism or like the turtle that's the world.
I don't know.
Imagine if it were instead that Avatar is real. Mm-hmm.
I think God made the world in 7 days.
There's cave paintings where people wearing fucking 3D IMAX glasses.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah. I would love that.
And you know, James Cameron, like he's the American Napoleon, you know, like he's the only like man like sort of with the vision and competence to execute like a large scale project.
No, imagine if you went to see Avatar 2 and the plot is like the space Republicans want to make it that the gay avatars can't say gay in school. You know, I mean,
they can't.
Put a gun in my mouth right now.
Yeah,
I want it to be the most childish commentary on human interaction possible.
Yeah, I want people's tails to touch.
Yes, but it looks like, you know, like fucking the cover of a Yes album.
Yeah. It's Prague.
I want to be stupid.
Yeah.
But it's like fucking. It's fucking Frank Frazetta.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. James Cameron. I'm saying this from Wikipedia, folks. I'm not a smart man, but he said that he views filmmaking as war and himself as a general.
He's correct.
It sounds badass.
He's correct.
That's a badass.
Which
thing
is
to
an
say.
Okay. That's not even stolen valor because he's so removed from whatever he thinks he's making. That he's not even stealing. What does that mean? Filmmaking is war and myself as a general.
No, like I think...
In what?
Plenty
the
of times...
general does war?
Plenty of times, like, no, there have been, like, revolts in the crew.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's, like, been crazy. And he's, like, Napoleon.
I see filmmaking as a cake and myself as the baker.
I see making a film as a dog fight and all my actors as dogs.
And myself as Michael Vick, as the man who owns the dog.
And I am Michael Vick.
You know, the analogy I've always compared filmmaking to is it's a film is sort of like a vehicle and I'm the car maker.
Mm-hmm.
But also the guy driving it.
They also the driver.
Anytime you say that kind of thing, unflinching, like it is badass, even if it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hyped for Avatar 2.
Mm-hmm.
I only saw Avatar in the last like year or so, because I didn't see it. I think I've said this on the show before, but I didn't see it because I knew I was about to break up with a girl, and I didn't want to pay for two IMAX 3D tickets. I was too cheap, and I missed. And then all my friends had seen Avatar at that point, and so I missed the boat on.
There was
Avatar.
A lot of shit that bothered me when I saw it because you know I was young and stupid, but stuff now that I would really appreciate, like when they have a mech fight with a robot.
Yeah, it's cool.
And the mech has a combat knife.
Yeah,
a giant combat knife.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like what happens when the mech runs out of bullets?
Yeah,
it's got to keep fighting.
You need a knife.
It has a knife for some reason.
Yeah.
It's distinct from the rest. It doesn't just come out of like the arm.
No, it's sheathed.
He has to pick up his knife.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff like that I'm like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. But now that I'm old, I'm like, the less sense it makes, the more I want to lean into this because that's what fucking entertainment should be. Because they took all the regular fantasy shit away from us.
Yeah. What else? What were we saying? I forget, dude.
They should do WALL-E 3.
Where the people are, what, even fatter?
Yeah. where the spaceship is sinking.
So they make Wall-E too?
It's somehow sinking in space.
Even though there's no gravity.
You've become so fat that
they're a black hole.
You've created gravity in space.
Yeah, they're a planet now.
The universe was like, this. Okay, we got to create a new essential force in the universe to keep these people in check.
That was a classic Yo Mama So Fat thing, that she has her own gravitational pull.
Yeah.
Which that was just for like people doing the dozens in like the smart kid school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your mom has centripetal force.
Yeah, technically doesn't everybody. Yeah,
your mom pulls light into the center of gravity and obliterates all atoms.
Yeah.
I used to think
just a young Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I used to think the one where it's your mama's teeth are so yellow, every time she closes her mouth, her stomach lights up. I used to think that was funny.
Yeah.
But it didn't make any sense.
I thought it was your mom's teeth so yellow whenever she smiles, cars slow down.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Yeah. Like a car light. Mm-hmm. I guess. That's cool. So what else? What's going on in politics?
Oh, more good stuff. Actually, I mean, the news story that I was paying attention to today is that the state of Tennessee just passed a bill that would like add a new tier for marriage, like a new tier of like a marriage license that
for
like
straight,
for straight people, but like so it's like you can get a different marriage license for straight people only, but also they have done away with any age limit on like who you can marry. So you can if you're straight and you got a special license, you can marry a 13-year-old. Wow. And like that's actually like everyone's worried about grooming now.
The guy
that
introduced the bill has his wife is like 12, right?
Yeah, no, he met her in high school when she was in high school.
She was like selling Girl Scout cookies, and he was 47 years old.
Well, you know, like you're talking about, like, you know, like the culture war and how like just you could just say and do anything now, and it just seems to me like the line is now is that like you know everyone's a groomer, everyone's grooming kids,
right?
And we got to stop them.
Yeah.
And how do you protect kids from being groomed? Marry them.
Yeah.
You know, like that. Right. Exactly.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's like it's so everything's so convoluted that there's no way, there's no rational in on like either side to be like, okay, well, this is grooming.
No, that makes sense.
But then also the people like it, that's such an easy gimme.
Yeah,
is to say like, okay, well, these people actually are pedophiles, but like you know, like with this guy, I guess his wife was like 18 or 19. And then you could just say it's weird and make fun of him, and it's like he probably would be a pedophile. But then people want to have like an earnest problem with like, well, a 19-year-old woman, you know, there's a power dynamic there. It's like, so then what? Then what are you asking for? Do you want to raise the age of consent? Because if that's the case, then it's like then you need to make that argument. It gets into this like weird territory of, you know, just advancing like a gray area into like early 20s for certain people.
What it is
at some point, you have to just say it's okay for a fucking 45-year-old to marry a 22-year-old.
Isn't it half your age plus 7? Isn't that the rule?
Is that the rule?
I don't think it's a law, but
I thought that was about cheating.
I think that was about getting pussy from a younger woman. Yeah, but it is true that the way you stop grooming is by making them get married. Because like, if you watch the Michael Jackson documentary, what he did was he would just have a relationship with one of the boys, and it was all lies. He never did any of this.
Sure.
And then he'd find a new little boy and then like do all the same fun stuff with the new little boy, and the last little boy would have his heart broken.
I mean, yeah, the thing is like,
no, I like the idea is like if you want to stop like you know like groomers and people from like sexually abusing children, just make them get married because you know we all know once you get married, the sex goes pretty quickly.
That's true.
That probably
you get bored with it. You know,
it sounds like my wife. Yeah,
that probably is the thinking. But Michael Jackson.
Yes.
I don't like. I mean, I do think he fucked the kids, but I don't think it's like that falls under the umbrella of strictly like pedophilia, because he was such like a weird freak, fucked up thing, anyways.
Yeah,
you know that it's like it's almost like something that would be aesthetically considered pedophilia is an unrelated component of what you know. It's in the same way that like, and this is really gonna be a departure, but like. You wouldn't use color to describe a flavor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can have pasta sauce, and you can have fucking.
So he wasn't like wasn't
cranberry
a 55-year-old
pasta
man.
Sauce and cranberry sauce look very similar. You know, in the same way that Michael Jackson having sex with children, and fucking you know Jeffrey Epstein doing it, both like similar in that they're the same color, same, but the substance and the flavor and what they're actually doing, very much different.
Completely different.
So Michael Jackson,
that's not what happened.
Adam, what is your brief for the defense of Michael Jackson here? What's the evidence you're mounting?
I'm going to get a lot of pushback online from the Gemstones fans, but everyone knows that Joe Jackson chemically castrated him at 11 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that as well.
That's why his voice sounded like that. And so he was therefore incapable of engaging in sexual acts with children.
And this is
a documented fact.
In Italy, in the 1700s, the castratos were... They were basically fucking Selena Gomez. They were
the hottest guys.
They were fucking sex symbols, and they would be fucked by a man and also have girlfriends and would, like, you know, kind of like play on their little undeveloped penis like an Oscar Mayer wiener whistle.
But, like, I mean, you can still achieve an erection if you have been, you know, neutered.
Castrated.
Well, no.
They have children's genitals.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a weird thing, too, is like, because your testosterone is what actually makes...
Well, I didn't know that, Will. You're the smartest guy I know. But your actually, testosterone, I think what
makes your fucking, what is it, the endothelial joint, like, thing seal?
Damn, you guys are being so smart right now.
No, that's probably not the right word at all. I don't even know, but
we have a lot of doctors listening.
It's your nuts dropping that stops, that starts the process of you not going up in height.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're fucking, if you castrate somebody, they end up very, like, tall and lanky because the regulatory systems to stop, like, you know, puberty growth are they're broken, essentially.
Man, I wish my balls dropped later so I could be over 6 feet tall. Yeah.
My balls dropped at, like, 17, but it didn't make me tall.
Yeah, well, that's because you're high estrogen.
Yeah.
Your body was producing a lot of...
I have scant traces of testosterone.
Yeah.
I guess technically the penis is there, but
yeah,
that's all.
And you know
what about the testosterone supplements? Are they advertising on the podcast yet?
Would that make me, like, chimp out? Would that make me, like, pissed off?
It would make you more of a man, Adam.
I would finally stand up to Nick and stop. I'm not a bug!
The whole dynamic of the show changes.
The whole dynamic...
Adam's taking TNT supplements.
Them.
Yeah,
we gotta get on. We gotta get on Rogan, and then we can pick up some of those sponsors.
Yeah.
I would love it, dude. I would love to go on Rogan.
You were just in Austin.
Yeah, Adam, you should start doing testosterone and HGH, and then just like just come back like
huge.
Just like when you record, you walk through the wall like the Kool-Aid Man, and then just start fucking dominating.
I gotta start getting more pissed. You're right.
Instead of just meekly suffering their abuse. But
if you get testosterone, I'm getting my arms cut off and replaced with weapons. Of some sort.
Like Jack's arms?
Jack's
arms. A Gatling gun.
Well, I was thinking Axel from Twisted Metal.
Yes, just two huge wheels.
Just a guy that's wheels. The black guy has been turned into a literal Axel.
I mean, that was the best guy in Twisted Metal.
Did you fuck with him?
Yeah, I played him. Yeah.
I was always...
Clown. I was a clown.
Mr. Grimm.
Who's that, the clown?
The motorcycle guy with the skull.
Oh, that guy was badass.
Ghost Rider. Yeah, I thought Mr. Grimm, Spectre I fucked with. I confused it a lot with Vigilante 8.
What's that, Twisted Metal?
Yeah, it was a Twisted Metal knockoff.
I was asking people about this the other day. Street Fighter 2, who was your go-to character? Who did you fight with?
Never fucked with Street Fighter.
Johnny Cage.
The fighting games, the only fighting game I ever got even remotely good at was Killer Instinct.
Is that the one where you're like dinosaurs?
No, that's
Tekken.
Tekken has dinosaurs.
There's one game that was like, where it was just two dinosaurs fighting each other.
I don't remember that. I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't know it. No, Killer Instinct was... I don't know if there was a dinosaur. I think there might have been a raptor in Killer Instinct, actually.
I've never heard of that game.
Killer Instinct?
No.
I mean, yeah, I was just like... Street Fighter 2 was just like... That was the game like all my friends had. Everyone played it. I was never good at it. But I always played Guile because I thought he was cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he sucks.
Yeah, well, we would play it. Do two Sonya Blades against each other, pause it, and then...
You're thinking of Mortal Kombat. Yes. But you were trying to pause it so you could see, like, a pixelated kid or something?
You know, be at a sleepover and jack off. And,
yeah.
Into a fucking Gatorade bottle and, you know...
And share it.
Then share it.
Then pass it around.
Go to bar mitzvah class the next day. You know how we do. Will, you're the best guest.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a picture of Orchid from Killer Instinct in the game because
a flower guy.
No, they really drew her titties. They really made it put an effort into her titties. Original.
She was the Sonya Blade of that game. Wait, do they have a bitch in Street Fighter? I mean,
yeah, Chun-Li.
Chun-Li. Oh my god.
And Cammy too. Yeah, yeah.
She had ass. Chun-Li.
Cammy, Chun-Li, and then there was the other one. The
Chun-Li had strong legs.
She had
right?
all very, very strong legs.
And a big butt.
Yeah,
I love her.
And a smaller Chinese. What was her name?
Smaller Chinese?
There was another Chinese in Street Fighter.
I don't know.
Maybe she was Japanese. Street Fighter girls. And okay.
Cammy was like female Guile. She was like a yeah. sort of a military style woman. Again, very strong legs.
Guile
very thick thighs.
Was the Johnny Cage.
Guile was he was like the American commando guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had like a big flat top and
they're basically the same thing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, I love that they kept making Guile's hair more and more like every iteration of like those characters would just be they would like describe the character to another guy without showing it to him and they're like, you draw it and then we get more extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Like Guile's hair. You ever seen the Street Fighter animated movie?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Not bad. I mean, I've only seen the Jean-Claude Van Damme Raoul Julia, you know, masterpiece.
Yeah, wow. That was the last movie he did, right?
Raoul Julia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
He had a good run.
Well, folks. Oh, damn! We're only at 55 minutes. I guess so. Raoul Julia, dead famously.
Yeah.
Kiss of the Spider Woman, right?
Adam's family.
Mm-hmm. Kiss of the Spider Family.
My family is
overdrawn at the memory bank.
Yeah. Adam's Family Values is one of the funniest.
Oh, I love it.
One of the funniest.
Great, great sequel.
I haven't watched it in a while. It was too
the summer camp stuff with
too
Peter McNichol. It's great.
I was too afraid
of
that
guy, that kid fucking was like threatening Shane Gillis through DMs.
Who?
David Krumholtz.
Oh God! Yeah, the
Krumholtz.
Like,
I like Krumholtz.
He was Christina Ricci's like love interest in Family. Adam's Family Values.
I like him.
Why was he threatening Shane?
After the SNL thing, he was DMing Shane. He's like, "You got something to say about Jews? Say it to me. I'll spit in your eye."
He was talking about Chinese people.
I don't know. I guess someone told David Krumholtz it was about Jews.
How?
He's saying something about the Jews.
I like Krumholtz.
That like old school like boomer getting mad at anti-Semitism thing. That
people were making fun of Krumholtz on the internet a couple years ago because he got really fat.
Dude, the picture of this is like, there's two pictures of him with his wife. Fucking this poor bitch. The side by side.
But I think he just got fat for a role, or did he actually get fat?
I think he got fat for a role, but then it was also the same thing. Jesse Plemons, he got quote unquote fat for a role.
Yeah,
and now. Jesus.
What was that role? Was he playing comedian Amy Schumer in a movie?
Yeah, Amy Schumer after 35 minutes in the microwave. He looks like a peep. He looks like a fucking peep. It's a fun experiment.
Amy Schumer is a friend.
Adam, so sign into David Krumholtz's DMs.
Yeah.
And
I gotta say, Shane's a good guy. And he's never been anti-Semitic to my face, you know? Yeah, Krumholtz, I'm trying to squash this beef if you're listening.
Yeah, it's like this is him. This is him and his wife in like 20 fucking 15 or whatever or something. And then let me see if I can. I love finding like there's one picture in particular. Yeah. And that's him with his wife.
Oh.
He got shorter somehow.
He got shorter?
Yeah, yeah. This poor woman.
Wow.
You know, I mean, I'm sure they're in love with each other. He's got millions of dollars or whatever. But yeah. If you're looking to cheat, sister.
Are you going to fuck Krumholtz's
wife? No, I was going to recommend Stav.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say you can fuck Stav if you want to.
Yeah, you can hit Stav up if he's in your town.
Stav
live
Look, no offense, lady, but I don't share my bitches.
Yeah, that's true.
Did Stav lose his tooth again?
No, he falsified that.
All right.
That was a false flag. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yet another Stavros false flag. I texted him. I said, "Oh my God, sweetie, are you okay?" And he said, "I still have my tooth. You fell for it, you stupid bitch."
This is so funny. I guess he had like a year where he was handsome.
I thought he was like kind of good looking.
No, he was like a goofy dork. You know,
but like goofy cute.
Nah, not because he was in other teen movies.
Yeah,
like after Adam Sandler's Values. Because
didn't he play an elf in a movie?
He was elf
in Santa Claus.
Bernard the elf, and he's like, "Oh, there's not enough. We don't have." You know, I mean, he's like always just like. befuddled dork. But I guess, yeah, there, whatever this is, from whatever this movie, he was like, he was hot for a
sort
while.
Of a, sort of a heartthrob, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of
yeah.
like, you know, approachable, you know, yeah. approachable nice guy.
That's the move. You got to have 1 year where you're hot and then you go right back to being
honestly,
fucking shit.
Whenever I see Krumholtz in something,
go,
I'm happy.
Then you go back. You go back to. Look at this.
Who is that?
That's him, dude.
No way.
Yes.
Is he at WWE?
I don't know what he's at.
That's him?
Yeah, that's him, dude.
Damn, dude. Yeah. That's crazy.
No, he like destroyed his body. This is because, yeah, he was hot. This is like, this is what people look like when they just like, they get like that sheet, that heavy sheet of fat on the front of their torso. Mm-hmm. Or it's like, you know, you're just, it's lights out for you, I guess.
Dude. Well, what can I say? David Krumholtz. Come on the show.
Yeah, slide in those DMs. Come okay. in. We'll squash the beef on Shane's behalf for you.
Yeah. We love you as an actor.
Yeah.
Anytime you show. Who's that other guy? Rob something?
Rob Van Winkle.
No.
Vanilla Ice.
Anytime he's in something, I just like him.
Rob
I like
Lowe.
When he's. Fuck.
Rob Lowe.
The guy from Office Space.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Oh, fucking.
I want to find out something bad about Jason Sudeikis. You know, the Ted Lasso thing. You know what's funny? All the people that like Ted Lasso, they're probably all of the most hardcore, like, pro-Ukraine.
Oh, Ron Livingston.
Ron Livingston.
Every
yeah,
time
yeah.
I see him, I'm
oh,
like,
he's wonderful.
Oh, great.
Wonderful.
He's great. Right. This guy, I love like you.
No, you're right. There's a huge crossover yeah. between people who
and
are...
The way they stepped in it with the fucking, whatever this Azov battalion shit. I don't know anything about it. But, you know, like, turns out, the one time they expressed support for a group of people, it turns out to be, like, not only Nazis, but, like... Like fucking Indiana Jones occult level Nazis. They have like tattoos of the Holy Grail on their arm, and it's like, we don't like, not just kill all the Jews, but do it with fucking ghosts.
Yeah.
Be spooky about
yeah,
it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Ted Lasso in, giving a motivational speech right, to the guys who are like fucking opening up the Ark of the Covenant
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. If we find out that like Jason Sudeikis is like not only raping children, but like doing some Moloch shit with them, that would be amazing. That would truly be, you know, he just gets caught with an infant and he's got a Ruger up its ass.
Nick, you've been following all the guys like on Reddit who have like gone over to join like an international brigade and then just get killed immediately.
No, but one of the funniest things I've ever seen, I forget, I mean, it's Garlic Corgi. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I love Garlic. I love Garlic Corgi.
They tweeted a picture of just some fat dumbass with like those like not transition glasses, but like very light purple prescription lens crafters and like wearing like the comms headset armor, just like neck fat, hasn't shaved in a week. And they just said, RIP Michael Tracy. It's like, I can't describe why it's funny because I mean, it sort of looks like Michael Tracy, but just like the way the headset's kind of just sort of like just barely fucked up. And there's just like a slovenly
funny.
Nature to the thing that's like, if for whatever reason Michael Tracy was there to be like, actually the Ukraine thing is gay, or you know, like whatever take Michael Tracy would have, on it. He's like, actually, you know, like, it just does nothing. it's just looking for a way to be annoying. Yeah. That's exactly how he would be dressed. He'd be like, the Carvel was out of napkins in downtown Kiev. The Carvel ice cream was out of napkins in downtown Kiev. I wonder what college students think about this.
All right, guys.
Okay.
It's been a fun episode. Thanks for coming on, Will. We love you.
We love you.
Bye. Until next time.